welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
I want to this morning just share and expound, if that's all right. I'm going to turn you to, I forget now, it's just a few days ago, and it was about 10 days ago, but I received a letter from the hospital saying that they wanted me in. They wanted to check that I was okay. I think they thought I was reaching an age when they should take some interest in me or something like that, you know. And so they said that they wanted to give me, this concerned me a little bit, a brain scan. And that they told me what that meant. It was going to go through this big tunnel where you just have to lie, you know, and just this tube around you. I don't know about you, but I do not like to be in closed spaces too tight. In other words, I don't like claustrophobia. And so they detailed all of this that's going to take place with me. I'm going to go through this thing, and don't worry, it'll be not too long, and you'll go down there. And as I was reading all of this, I was very well aware as to what this was going to be like. I immediately got a picture of this, and I'm stuck in this thing down there, and it's claustrophobic. And do you know what claustrophobia is? Anyone experienced claustrophobia? It's a great experience, isn't it? So I got a picture of all of this, not when I read the letter, but I think it must have been a couple of days later, and I was in bed and early hours in the morning, and it seems these things happened to me at sometime around about 4 or 4:30, and I can't say I was alert, and yet somehow I must have been, but my mind was very active. It had a clear recollection of what the letter had said. It not only had a clear recollection of what the letter had told me I was to go to the hospital to get this test, but it gave me a clear understanding of what it was going to be like in that tube. And I was just asleep, but I was thinking this. And I was thinking in real life terms. And so the more I thought about it, the worse this thing got. And I got more and more and more claustrophobic. And I was starting to panic. And as I carried on with this, this for me now was a struggle. And I wasn't winning this thing. It was getting real, real terrible. And as I was in this state, suddenly the Spirit of the Lord just touched me enough. It has to be the Spirit of the Lord. And let me know that there was somebody playing games with my mind. That's the best way I can put it. And now I know who that is. And the moment that that happened, I switched on spiritually. It took that for me to realize that I was being manipulated, and I was in a place that I never want to be in, that I am not in. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am delivered from the power of darkness. I am more than a conqueror. I am on top and not beneath. Hallelujah. And yet this had me cowering. This had me full of fear. And suddenly the word of the Lord came to me. And I realized there's somebody controlling my mind, and I had to change it. And so still in my same condition, I started to declare, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I carried on through, and I want to tell you, by the time I finished, I knew he was with me. My mind was renewed. Glory to God. And I was up, and I was strong, and the thoughts had totally gone. I was still going for the appointment, but I was going for an appointment who was in control of all the circumstances. I've shared that with you simply for this. You need to take hold of, not just in a circumstance like I've described I was experiencing. You need to take hold of this word of God in your life in any and every circumstances that is contrary to the goodness of God. You need to do that. And if you don't know this Bible, you're going to have a hard job to do it. If you don't make it a habit of digesting this Bible each day as you make sure that you put food in your tummy, you're going to miss it. You're going to be able to hear the voice of the Lord and know where to go and what to read, that the Spirit of God can rejuvenate you to who you really are. And that's one who's more than a conqueror. One who the enemy can talk to as much as he wants, but it's water off a duck's back to you. It means nothing to you because you know who you are. Hallelujah. We don't know who we are when we haven't got the Word of God, which the Bible says is the weapon of our warfare. Praise God. And so I just wanted to communicate that with you this morning. And now I just want to go on from there, and I want to expound just a little bit. I want to turn you in your Bibles with me. Just to the book of Psalms. Interesting, isn't it? What I'm going to expound today is the book of Psalms, and it's a psalm of David, King David. Psalm 23 that I've already just touched base with you on, that the Spirit of the Lord led me to and for me to repeat it and speak it out. Psalm 23 is a psalm of David. David was a man after God's own heart. David was a man that epitomized the heart of God. David was a man who knew what it was to walk with God, totally dependent upon God for his every moment, never mind every day, totally dependent upon God. And he was a man that has given us so much in Scripture, but the psalm, which is Psalm 23, which I've already shared with you, is a psalm of David. That was coming out of his experience of life, but able to depend upon his God. And what I'm taking you to now in Psalm 103 is, again, a psalm of David. David sharing with us out of his experience, giving us the answers to one when we get into those same experiences. So I'm going to just read. How many know this psalm? Can you say it with me? Without reading? Say it with me without reading. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Are we supposed to be doing it together? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. It's a solo act again. All right, I'm going to read from the Bible, and you can get your Bible. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I'd like to go on, but I'm going to stop at verse 5. Hallelujah. This is a psalm of David, and this is a passage that should weigh so heavy upon us by way of the blessing of the Lord that's made available to us, the redeemed. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Here's David in the midst of his circumstances. And we have the record of Scripture where he comes before the Lord and says, Lord,
I'm going to bless you. And so he speaks then to his soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. That word bless there means to kneel before in worship. To have a heart and a spirit that magnifies the Lord at all times. The whole attitude that David had towards the Lord was one who was humbled at all times and in every circumstance between the God, his maker, who he could totally and always depend upon. Hallelujah. And here's David saying, coming forth, well, he's put it into word, and saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. Notice something. He's not exhorting anybody else. This is not a message to somebody. This is him soliloquizing. That's him talking to himself. He is talking to his own soul. Soul, his mind, his will, and his emotions. So here's King David. He's talking to himself. And he's saying, soul, so when he's talking to himself, he's talking to everything that's important inside of him, his mind, his will, and his emotions. He's saying, soul, magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Honor the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. He's talking to himself. He's soliloquizing. Grab that thought. He's not talking to somebody else. He's not trying to encourage somebody else. He's not trying to instruct anybody else. He is talking to himself. He's aware of his circumstances and he realizes that he's in these circumstances and there are circumstances that are not conducive to goodness and he needs some help. And so he starts talking to himself and saying, soul, do something about this. What does he say to him? He says, soul, bless the Lord. Oh my soul, start worshiping the Lord. Oh my soul, what's he talking this way for? What's in his heart? What's in his thinking? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, now we're told what his thinking is. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Our church. We need to remember he's the Lord God Almighty. He's the God that loves us with an everlasting love that didn't spare his own son. And his love for us doesn't stop, doesn't ease off, doesn't back off for one second. He loves us with an eternal, everlasting love. He is a very present help in the time of need and trouble. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And David did this. So David talks to his soul. Soul. David comes and says, soul, wait thou only upon God. Is that what, am I missing here? So sorry. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. You need to underline that last line in your Bible. You need to do it. You should do it now if you've got a pen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What for? Do not forget all his benefits. You know, the Christian church on the whole just walk ignorant of the benefits of God in our lives. And so we have to try and handle the issues ourselves. We try to, but usually make a mess of it. But here David had a revelation of his God. And he was able to write this psalm, giving the glory to God and talking to himself. And he was putting himself on the block here. And he wasn't thinking of anyone else. He wasn't talking to anybody else. He was talking to one person, and it was himself. And he said, soul, get a handle on this. Soul, mind, this is your soul. Mind, you're what here. Mind, will, what your, I'm going to do it anyway, that's your will, and your emotions, whether you're happy or sad or grumpy, mind, will, and emotion. He said, soul, and what does he say? Forget
not all of his benefits. Now, he said, forget not all of his benefits. You're to remember the benefits of God. You're to be mindful every day of the benefits of God, who never leaves you, for instance, or ever forsakes you. You need to be mindful. It doesn't matter the circumstance you're in. You are never alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wasn't preaching to anybody else. He was preaching to himself. Church, you and I need to start preaching to ourselves a bit more than to others. We need to start preaching to ourselves on the basis of this word. But if you're not reading the word, you can't preach to yourself. But if you're reading the word, you'll start preaching to yourself, because you'll be preaching what the Bible says you should be hearing and doing, and you know that you're not hearing and you're not doing it. And you start to become a preacher of yourself. And David was such a person, a preacher to himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've heard me use the illustration of either using a pitchfork or a rake. You know, most Christians don't use a rake. They use a pitchfork. You know what a pitchfork is? It grabs a straw. It's got a prong, just a pronged U. It grabs a straw and it throws it up wherever it wants it. In other words, it doesn't come in their direction. It goes away. You know, when you use a rake, it always comes in your direction. You pull it this way. And Christians, we need to use the rake when it comes to the Word of God. We need to say, that's me, not somebody else. That's me. I need to hear that. I need to do that. I have that. That's God's promise to me. That's what we need to start doing. Because it's only in that that we become the evidence of Christians who are born again people, redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, who are now are no longer who they were, but they're new creation people. And all things have passed away. I'm saying it again. And all things have passed away, because all things have become new. They're the ways of God. They're the thoughts of God. They're the desires of God. And things are changing. Hallelujah. We need to use the rake. When you're reading the scriptures, you need to use the rake. You need to use the rake. When you're reading the scriptures, you need to pull that word towards you and say, Lord God, that's what I want. And the scripture was right there to tell you how to get what you want. Glory to God. You excited about that? I'm telling you, I'm so blessed and I'm so excited that that's what God's given us the privilege of experiencing. That's for us. The devil doesn't want us to know it. The devil doesn't even want us to read this Bible, but he'd rather have you read the Bible than get any truth out of it for you. It's not about storing it in your head, it's about living it in your life. And that's a daily thing. And as soon as you get more, you need to start adding that to your live list on a daily basis. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Again, I can't get over this fact. You know, I used to read that scripture, and until the time came that I understood differently, and it's there for everybody to see, but I would always miss it. I would read it, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. And I would miss that most important line there. Forget not all of his benefits. I forget that. But we need to bless him, because we are conscious, totally aware of all that he has done for us. The blessings of the Lord, which make us rich in every area of our life and adds no sorrow with it, are ours, they're mine. And for that, I need constantly to be walking in his presence with a thankful heart that magnifies his name and blesses him, and magnifies his name and blesses him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm saying to myself, bless the Lord, soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, he has delivered me he has forgiven me all my iniquities. He has healed all my diseases. He's crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies, and he's satisfied my soul. Hallelujah. I need to walk in the conscious awareness that that's who I am with God, and I'm talking to me, and I'm reminding me of all that's mine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can't get past this. Bless the Lord, I'm my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Stay with me. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. Why? 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 Here it is. He forgiveth all my iniquities. He heals. He heals all my diseases. He crowns me with loving kindness and with tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed as the eagle. You know, I've shared with you in the past something which is part of Hillary's life and mine on a daily basis, not ritualistically. We need to be able to embrace it on the basis of his truth all the time. And so Hillary and I, and as I've shared this with you, this is something that we would do not on a particularly daily basis or a certain time, but it's just part of our worship towards the Lord. And we exercise it with faith and for us, simple expectation and belief. And we just quote it. We say, bless the Lord, O our soul, and forget not all of his benefits. We say it. Say it together. Share it together. Forget not all of his benefits. We list it. Who forgiveth all of our iniquities. Who heals all of our diseases. Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies our soul with good things. Sorry. And you said yes. Who satisfied my mouth. Say it with me. He satisfies my mouth. Say it again with me. He satisfies my mouth with good things. What's the best thing that you can have in your mouth? The Word of God. He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed as the eagle. Daily, our youth is being renewed as the eagles. We thank God for it. We receive it. We expect it. We believe it. And we have it, praise God. By the way, in case that last statement clashes with something I've told you before about that they sent me a letter, wanted to go and check if I've got a brain or not. I don't know why. I think it's an age thing. They just want to see if this man who's got such an age on him now, if he's still safe to be around. But that's, by the way, it's nothing to do with that. I'm serious, though. We daily thank God that our youth is renewed as the eagle. Not getting old. Not getting old. Let others get old, but I'm not getting old. You know. Sometimes, this is between you and I, church, you can't record this out, so I'm sorry. Let those people from all those wonderful countries hear the truth. You know, we and the thought's gone, John Nabby. Not getting old. Yeah. Yeah, no, we're not getting old. We are just enjoying the goodness of God all the time. I was going to tell you something else, but it's gone. But I want to encourage you to read this passage. If for no other reason, even if it doesn't, you don't do it to be spiritual, do it that others can see the blessing of God on your life. He will renew your youth
as the eagles. And so we thank God daily that our youth is renewed as the eagle. The eagle just changes his coat, his plume, on a regular basis. Ours is changed every day. We go from strength to strength from one day to another. We thank God for it. We don't look at the circumstances. We just thank God for it. We don't even think, well, are you? Are we? We just thank God for it, and we enjoy it. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You see, it starts inside. Don't look to somebody else. Don't worry about somebody else. Don't say you can't do this because of this and that person. It's personal. You've got to talk to yourself. You've got to soliloquy. You've got to speak to your inner man. You've got to say, Saul, you wait only upon God. Might change your lifestyle a bit, but you give God his place in your life because nobody else can do that. Only you have the freedom to give him that place in your life. And this is where it begins. Christianity isn't a lot about knowing the Bible. That's important. It's not about going to church. It's not about dressing up. It's not about getting a reputation. It's not about having positions. It's nothing about that. Christianity is having God in your life. Not in a conscious manner with your thinking, with your mind. The reality of this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Worship him. Who? Why will I do this? Why will I worship him like this? Why will I magnify his name? Why will I cause my soul to rejoice and be glad in him? Because he has forgiven all mine iniquities. He has healed all my diseases, past tense. I'm healthy and whole and strong today because he has healed me. I don't have any of this stuff. Praise God. Not because I'm special, but because my God is able and faithful that promised. That's what the psalmist is wanting us to get. Personally, individually. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not, need to underline that in your Bible, and forget not all his benefits. If you forget his benefits, you cannot properly worship him. If you forget all he has done for you and provided for you, past, present, and future, you can't really worship him. You can't. But David was a worshiper of God. He knew that everything he had, everything he was able to do, all the deliverance he'd had, was because his God was an awesome God, a great God, a God who loved him and would never leave him. And for you and I who are believers, we have that promise. It's ours. You know, when we worship God like that, on a daily basis, when we talk to God like that, when we lift up our voice in praise and adoration, and we talk to our soul, and we respond to the Lord, when we do that, we are opening up our life for God to come and do something in. It's over to him. Because he has already done all of these things, but they're received by faith. Everything is received by faith. God, I don't know. Go out there and bring me the 10 biggest sinners you can find who will also confess that they are sinners and they have no heart or thought for God whatsoever, and bring them in. And then when they come in, as they come in, let's ask them what their benefits are from God. One, they won't be able to answer you any. And two, they won't be able to receive any because they don't know God or what he's done for them. Though he has done it. But they can only have it by faith in a living God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so for us, embracing this powerful truth is important. It is vital. It is important that when we pray, that we worship the Lord. We don't go into his presence and just unpack a lot of requests.
Bring them on later, but come and bless him. Worship him. Kneel in his presence. Be there, you and him and alone, and magnifying the Lord God Almighty. It's you and him. Thank him and praise him. Hallelujah. And then let your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, not just your head or just your mouth, but every part of you, your mind, your will, and your emotions, everything's expressed in there, your mind. I'm going to. Your mind, what you think with. So you're thinking in the right way. Your will, that's your motivation to, and your emotions. You're overwhelmed with the privilege of being in the presence of God and coming boldly in faith, knowing that as you draw nigh to him, he's drawing nigh to you. And what you ask in his name, he will answer and do. He says. This is the psalmist trying to help you and I, as individuals who have a relationship with God, to know who our God really is. And when we approach him with a revelation of that, our approach will change. It won't be a mechanical expression of words. It won't be something done because someone told us how to do it or do it this way. It will be because we've got hold of God. Listen to what he says. Bless the Lord. That word, I'm going to not misuse it, but put it in another context. That word means worship him. I mean, the original Hebrew word for that is to kneel before him. If that doesn't express worship, I don't know what does. So we are worshiping him. And we need to come into his presence and just worship him. Just worship him. And just worship him. I want to tell you, if you become a true worshiper, one on with him, it won't be very long before you are declaring all that he has done for you with a thankful heart. And you know, when you start worshiping him like that, as David says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, all that's within me, bless his holy name. He who forgiveth all mine iniquities. These are the benefits, look. He who's forgiven all mine iniquities. He who has healed all my diseases. He who crowns, redeems our souls from destruction, or lives from destruction. He who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. As we bring these before the Lord, as we come to worship him, all of these wonderful things that he has done for us as an individual start coming into our thought processes. We become reminded of just how much he loves us. And we won't just be here to try to praise him. We will start praising him with an attitude of thanksgiving for all that he has done. And as a result, you and I will not forget his benefits. Like, for instance, I illustrated that night when most of the night I was just paralyzed with this thought of fear. I couldn't go down that tube. I couldn't go down it. And I was actually saying, I can't go down there. And I was asleep, as far as I know. I can't go down there. And then God would help me somehow, and I'd find myself saying, but I'm going. I can. I'll just say the 23rd Psalm as I'm going down there. And that's what was happening. But here, as we become those who, like David, would draw nigh to God, and he would say, bless the Lord, O my soul. He's telling this man, bless the Lord. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. He, and forget not all of his benefits. You know, when you start worshiping God like that, you start to remember all the good things he's done for you and is doing for you. And invariably, you might start off with the very present ones he's doing, and there might be such big ones in your life that they come up to, but you start remembering all the good things he's done for you. And you start to magnify the Lord. Bless the Lord. And slowly, you enter into a relationship with God where you are not only worshiping him, but you are thanking him and worshiping him for all the benefits he has placed in your life, beginning with salvation. Hallelujah. He has redeemed my soul from destruction. He has crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies. I have to close. When you and I are, do not worship God, but just pray. Hear me now. When you and I don't worship God, but just pray, we have no opportunity to remember all the good things He's done in our lives. And we need to remember all the things He's made available. I'm conscious all the time that I am forgiven, I am healed, I am delivered, I am empowered. I'm consciously aware of all that God's done for me all the time. All the time. And when we don't worship God like that, when we don't worship Him and realize, why am I worshiping Him? I'm worshiping Him for all Thee has done for me. I'm not worshiping an idol. I'm worshiping my Savior, who is worthy to be worshipped. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. This morning, I was asleep still. And I was going down John's Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, when you start to worship the Lord, all the benefits of the Lord start rising up before you. Why is that important, church? Why is it important for you and I to remember His benefits? Simple reason. Because when we remember His benefits, the enemy can't steal anyone from us. Like when he was dealing with me the other night. It went on for a long time until I smelt the coffee. I didn't wake up physically, mentally, but I smelt the coffee, as it were. It's the Holy Spirit at work, even when I was sleeping. And the Holy Spirit made me aware of the fact that I was being controlled. And my mind was being impregnated by another force with thoughts that were totally contrary to the ones I wanted, because they filled me with fear. But the Word of God says to me, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. And I want to tell you, when I was reminded of this benefit of the Lord, I jumped to attention, though I was still asleep. And I moved into the realm of the Holy Spirit, His Word, started quoting the Word, even in my sleep. And I was in victory in my sleep. Praise God. If we don't worship God, we will never remember His benefits, and we need to remember His benefits at all times. So when the enemy or circumstances come against us, we can't say, oh, that's because of this, that's because of that. We know that God has given us benefits. And He has delivered us from the power of darkness. We are blessed people. We are redeemed people. And so the only way we can do that is by having real fellowship with God. Fellowship that worships, exalts Him. And fellowship that allows us to embrace all that He is in our lives. So when we don't worship the Lord that way, We don't talk about His benefits. But when we do talk about His benefits, they become part of our daily living. We expect those benefits to be there. Do you know what the word soliloquy means? You should know it by now. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. Talk to your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. Talk to yourself. How many do that? Do you? How many are bold to put your hands up in case people think you need to go down to the bin? Absolutely. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. I don't just mean mumble and say, my goodness, look at this bill that came in. Sure, that's a devil, isn't it? Just sent that bill at this time. I don't mean things like that. I don't mean complain to yourself about the circumstances. I mean, talk to yourself about your circumstance. You know. The more you do that, it will take you to the Lord. You go, it takes you to the Lord, and it takes you to the place of absolute security. For he has delivered you from the power of darkness. He has translated you and me out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. We're safe and secure in the kingdom of God.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that he will direct your steps and blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.